Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to another episode of Pneumaticost. I am your host, Dr. Josiah Rich, and this morning's episode will discuss the topic as to why it is important to have someone in our lives who makes us accountable to ourselves and others. That is the necessity of having someone in one's life who can teach us about our blind spots. And indeed, if one wishes to grow spiritually and to grow as an individual, it is important to have a trusted figure, individual, who can do this for us. There is a story about a rabbi, a very revered and respected rabbi, who was loved by his community. And whenever the rabbi spoke, everyone within the community would hang upon his words, except for one individual who, whenever the great rabbi got up to speak, would always point out where the great rabbi had missed the mark, or this individual would point out the rabbi's weaknesses. By the by, it came to pass that this individual died, and the community was elated because it was their belief that the rabbi would no longer have to suffer the disrespect of this individual. This individual had been equated with as being a demonic individual. He was so disliked by the community at large. When those in the community went to the rabbi because they saw something in his demeanor, a sadness within him, and they asked the rabbi, what was it? And they asked the rabbi, was he not relieved that this individual gone? And so the rabbi explained to them that why should he feel so bad about his brother who had gone to heaven? The rabbi explained to the community that he felt bad for himself at the loss of this individual, because the rabbi said that with him gone, I'm afraid that I will no longer be challenged to grow. It is a very compelling message, and one is invited to see that the rabbi's spiritual maturity had gone beyond spiritual adolescence. The rabbi was focused upon that which was a real treasure within his life, an individual that was there to help him to press forward on his journey into spiritual maturity. And so that is why I chose as a verse for this particular topic, I've chosen a verse from Proverbs. It is Proverbs chapter 27, verse 17, which reads, "As iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another." And so man there is gender inclusive for us and for our show today. As iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. Please keep in mind that we are discussing a proverb or a wisdom statement from an ancient culture, and so the word picture here is concrete and not abstract. And iron was indeed a precious commodity at that time, as it is today. We understand that the Egyptians were the first to work with iron or to discover the importance of iron ore and the technology to make it useful. The book of Judges in the Old Testament was written at the beginning of the Iron Age, and this was, of course, several centuries later. But we see and we note the importance of iron in their day, and the fact that these individuals had discovered that when a knife had a dulled edge, or when a tool, a farming tool, had dulled edges, that indeed another piece of iron would be used in order to resharpen the edges. And it is a very important word picture, because we can become dull and be imperceptible to what has happened. The fact of having an individual in our lives to challenge us, to press forward to spiritual maturity, is not an easy journey. I want to say that. But this book, the Book of Proverbs, is a wonderful book in the Old Testament, and in my particular copy of the Word of God, I have under the word Proverbs, at the beginning of the Book of Proverbs, I have written healthy life essentials. Healthy life essentials. Because Proverbs deals with what is vital with regard to the spiritual life. And so that which would make us spiritually healthy is provided for us in this book. The importance of seeing one's spiritual blind sides is noted today, too. I'm going to be reading from an article by Martha Beck, and she has written, "Most of us have such psychological blind spots, aspects of our personalities that are obvious to everyone but ourselves. There's a mother who complains, 'I don't know why little Horace is so violent. I've smacked him for it 1,000 times. Or your gorgeous friend who believes she has all the seductive allure of a dung beetle. or the coworker who complains that mysteriously every single person he's ever worked for develops the identical delusion that he's shiftless and incompetent. As we roll our eyes at such obliviousness, some of us might think, what about me? Do I have blind spots? And if so, what are they? You can find the answers if you care to, or more accurately, if you dare to. This is the roughest mission you can undertake, a direct seek and destroy attack on your own pockets of denial. Denial is far trickier than simple ignorance. It isn't the inability to perceive information, but the astonishing ability to perceive information while automatically refusing to allow it into consciousness. Our minds don't perform this magic trick without reason. We only go blind to information that is so troubling, so frightening, or so opposed to what we believe that to absorb it would shatter our view of ourselves and the world. On the other hand, becoming fully conscious of our perceptions, simply feeling what we feel and knowing what we know is the very definition of awakening. It creates a virtual, indestructible foundation for lasting relationships, successful endeavors, and inner peace. Hunting down your blind spots is a bumpy adventure, but it can lead to sublime destination. Identifying your own blind spots is an exercise in paradox, because if you're aware of a problem, it doesn't count. It's like tracking the wind. You can't observe the thing itself, only its effects. The tracks that a blind spot leaves are repetitive experiences that seem inexplicable. I want to reread that last sentence. The tracks that a blind spot leaves are repetitive experiences that seem inexplicable. The things that make you exclaim, why does this always happen to me? So hence, when one considers what the great rabbi was experiences, that is, his grief response at the loss of this one individual within the community that held the rabbi accountable for his actions, was indeed a great loss for the rabbi. Now, as we discuss this topic, I want it to be known that I'm not talking about those individuals who are deliberately and heinously abusive to us, or who are dangerous to us and who would seek an opportunity to destroy us or to be dismissive to us in any way. Well, what I'm talking about is a healthy relationship with someone who makes us accountable to ourselves and who, with compassion and great sensitivity, will expose us to ourselves. It is indeed a precious treasure. It is indeed a great treasure. It is indeed a sign of growing maturity in life. And as Martha Beck has pointed out, when one does this, this type of awakening, she writes, once again, it creates a virtual indestructible foundation for lasting relationships, successful endeavors, and inner peace. Hunting down your blind spots is a bumpy adventure, but it can lead to sublime destination. Now, as an individual who believes the scriptures and who believes that God has indeed manifested himself in the flesh, in the person of the Jesus, who is the Theanthropos, that is, who is the God-man. As an individual who believes that when one has come to a saving knowledge of Christ, and that the Spirit of God regenerates the individual's heart, and that the Holy Spirit comes to live in the heart of the individual. The Holy Spirit is not within the individual's heart in a benign and passive manner. The Holy Spirit, or the presence of the Spirit within the heart, is to move the individual to give up, to surrender those things in his life, in his or her life, that does not allow for spiritual growth. And so we have the Holy Spirit of God within us who actively teaches us as we avail ourselves of the scriptures, as we allow the scriptures to change our hearts, to change our attitudes. We will have the opportunity to come to know our blind spots. And if we align ourselves with an individual who has greater and documented spiritual maturity, then we are indeed blessed, because such an individual who has gone down the road less traveled, let us say. Now, I'm not talking about popular spirituality, the lifting up of hands and waving of palms in the air. I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about spiritual window dressing. I am talking about a vital relationship with God and with individuals who indeed know God in a very real manner. We profit greatly from having such persons in our lives. We profit greatly by having these individuals within our lives who can show us that which we cannot see, because we are emotionally invested in who we are, and we believe that some types of exposure will compromise our self-identity. And their words may not be the words that we want to hear, because we may feel that these individuals are attacking our self-identity. Well, in order to grow, we must have someone to teach us to show us our blind spots. That is a wonderful thing. It is not easy to get there. So, in getting rid of blind spots, try this, and this is again from Martha Peck. She writes, "For a week, ask for blind spot feedback from one person a day, never asking the same person twice. Just say it. Is there anything about me that I don't seem to see but is obvious to you? What a risk. Very risky. You'll probably want to start with your nearest and dearest, but don't stop there. Surprisingly, a group of relative strangers is often the best mirror you could find. Now, be very careful with that, please. I've worked with many groups of people who, just minutes after meeting, could offer one another powerful insights. Like the emperor in his new clothes, we often believe that our illusions are confirmed by the silence of people who are simply too polite to mention the obvious. Breaking the courtesy barrier by asking for the truth can change your life faster than anything else I've ever experienced. Any feedback is scary, the kind that addresses topics so uncomfortable you stuff them into a blind spot can be almost intolerable. That's why before you even ask for an honest appraisal, you have to have a strategy in place for processing it. So she goes on to write, and just say thanks. When others discuss your blind spots, you may have a violent emotional reaction. Remember, all of the upheaval is a product of your own mind. You do not have to dissuade or contradict the other person in order to feel calm. Instead of launching into an argument, just say thanks. Then imagine yourself tucking away the other person's comments in a box. You can take them out later, examine them, decide whether or not they are useful. I like what she has to say. I think it's extraordinarily important what she has to say. I think it is wonderful that in the ancient document of the Proverbs, we have this wonderful verse, as iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. It is necessary for spiritual growth, for spiritual maturity. It is necessary that we are encouraged to have a self-identity that is vulnerable in such a way, and we make ourselves vulnerable, and that we appreciate the powerful insights that others may give us about ourselves. Now, if one wants to experience a powerful life, then one must have a powerful input, primarily we hear the word of God. Primarily, we listen to God. Primarily, we go to the scriptures so that we make ourselves vulnerable to the work of the Spirit as we study the word of God, and as we hear what God says, we make ourselves vulnerable to what is there for us. Pockets of denial, the blind spots that keep us where we are and keep us in a state of where we consistently say, why does the same repetitive thing keeps poking its head out in my life? What is going on here that I keep reaping the same experiences with people, and none of my relationships mature and grow, but I find myself gravitating toward the same type of individuals, and all of my relationships end in the same way. And so if one wants to change what is going on within one's life, then one must rest. Having an individual, or as in the rabbi's case, a wonderful life coach who made the rabbi accountable to himself. Indeed, it was a case of iron sharpening iron, and where we have gone dulled with our personalities, and we don't see those blind spots. Those blind spots represent spiritual dullness. So we risk placing ourselves among individuals who challenge us, who sharpen us. And we will be far richer, and we will have different experiences, and our life will have a depth heretofore unknown. At first, it may seem tricky or even frightening, but then once you allow yourself that to embark upon that wonderful adventure of self-discovery, that is to see who I really am and what I don't see about myself, then one will begin to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We are members one of another. This is a wonderful life. This is a rich life. And it will be far more richer if we allow God to direct us, to speak to us through his word and through individuals who have our best interests. Iron sharpens iron, and so a man sharpeneth the face of his friend or the face of another. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich. I want you to have a wonderful day, and please take a look at my webpage, Dr. Josiah Rich, and if you would like to invite me to be a speaker at one of your events, church, please fill out the information on my website. Have a wonderful day.